Let's go now to Phil Ferro. He's a meteorologist with 7 News in Miami, and he has been tracking the progress of this hurricane, Hurricane Melissa. Phil, thank you for speaking with us this morning. Where is Hurricane Melissa now?
Well, good morning, Justin. Extremely dangerous Hurricane Melissa actually made landfall on the southeastern coast of Cuba at 7:10 this morning. It did so around 95 kilometers west-southwest of Guantanamo. Top winds were at 195 kilometers per hour, making it a Category 3 out of 5 on the hurricane wind scale. The strong hurricane force winds extend out from the center 45 kilometers, while tropical storm force winds of over 62 kilometers per hour fan out a good 315 kilometers. Now, Melissa continues its march to the northeast at around 17 kilometers per hour. And along with these hurricane force winds, it will continue to drop heavy rain, leading to flooding, land, and mudslides all across southeastern Cuba. Now, hurricane watches and warnings remain in place. On this track, it should exit Cuba in around 3 hours and then threaten the southeastern Bahamas by early afternoon. Strong, gusty winds are approaching the southeastern Bahamas as well as the Turks and Caicos. Now, eventually, it will near Bermuda Thursday evening, still with hurricane strength winds. The warm waters of the Gulf Stream current will continue to fuel this system. It made its first landfall on Tuesday afternoon across western Jamaica, as you've heard, with winds of 297 kilometers per hour, with even stronger gusts. At the time, it was classified as a Category 5, the strongest on the wind scale. The basic side of this hurricane is still causing heavy rain and will do so throughout the morning.
Okay. All right, Phil, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. That's Phil Ferro, meteorologist with 7 News, Miami. It is 26 minutes past 8.